5th, no, 4th, and 1988, I told Mark, we're going to go catch your bus, and tomorrow we'll go try to go catch your bus, because we never catch Mark's bus. And I said, we might catch your bus. And I said, not definitely. And Mark said, yes, just satisfactorily. In other words, just possibly, he meant. Marky, when I said, we're going to go catch your bus, I said, not definitely. You said, not satisfactorily. What? Not satisfactory?
Yeah.
And what does satisfactory mean?
I don't know.
Do you know what most
just
words...
Just trying to say something.
That's a good answer. Are there some words that you know that you don't know the meaning for?
Yep.
Can you think of those words?
Scientifically.
Right. What else?
Physically.
Mm-hmm.
Geronomy.
Geronomy?
Yeah.
You mean geometry?
Geometry, yeah.
Geometry, okay. Some of those hard words? How about Geronimo?
Geronimo? You know, oh, I know that one.
What does that mean? And what does it mean?
It's flying over your head.
No, Geronimo was an Indian.
Whatever. Geronimo!
Ah! An Indian making an attack. That's what it means. It's an Indian's name making an attack on soldiers.
No wonder I always see these people in cartoons.
Saying Geronimo, right?
And falling down and dying.
Falling down and dying? Goodness, I didn't know I taught
no,
you things about that.
The Roadrunner.
Oh, Roadrunner, yeah. Yeah, you mean like in comics, yeah. And the cartoons, you're right. Yeah, I just confuse cartoons and comics. Daddy does that.
Comics, ha.
Is this, okay, we're going to record your
you
idea.
Call it
the big poof? Because it really went poof. Well, it was a bang. It was really humongous, Mark.
It should be called the beginning of God.
The beginning of God?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they should start it off with God making the ball.
Okay, so let's start that way, okay?
Yeesh.
God?
I mean, I'm sure. Where's the big ball of... everything come from?
God made it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
so right. How did the scientists get that idea that it was just floating around in the air?
Okay, so now who made God?
Something mixed up.
Yeah.
In a chemical.
Well, what was the stuff that mixed up?
Probably something like, you know, air.
Well, where'd the air come from?
That's the same question.
That's the same question. Now, let me go back and tell you what they know. Do you want to hear what they know now?
What?
They have learned something. Okay.
What?
Now, in the beginning, in the Big Bang, there was a huge amount of energy. Now, we don't know exactly...
Where'd the energy come from?
There was nothing, okay? But what there
where'd
was...
Where'd nothing come from?
Wait a second.
Where nothing comes
You're not letting me finish. Okay. Now, there was both matter and antimatter.
What's that mean?
Okay, like if you take +3 and -3, what do you get?
Nothing.
Okay. So in the beginning there was nothing. But it was +3 and -3.
Two things, nothing and nothing.
No. +3 and minus is suddenly, there was in the beginning there was nothing, okay, but something happened, okay, that it became unbalanced. It became unbalanced.
Wait.
Okay, let's suppose there's a scale, okay, and two things are weighing. There's the same amount of matter and the same amount of antimatter, okay.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, something happened out of the nothing. It split apart into the plus and the minus. And nothing split into the plus and the minus.
What's that mean?
If you add -6, you know, okay, let's take, you know what
they're,
are you going to listen?
What?
there's, if you count, can you count backwards from zero? Can you count downwards?
Downwards from zero?
Yeah.
Zero, super ridiculous.
No.
Zero.
No. Minus one, minus two, minus three, minus four, minus five. Those are minus
negative. You can't do anything from zero.
Yes, you can. Those are the negative.
You can't do minus anything from zero.
Yes, you can. Those are negative numbers.
Negative.
Okay, I've got Marcy, what happens when you take away 8 from 6? 6 take away 8.
0.
No, 6 take away 8 is minus 2.
Okay. Oh.
Got it?
What? How do you write down minus 2? Okay.
Just minus 2.
Okay.
Can we draw, show you on paper?
No.
Okay, just put a minus sign and then a 2. Okay. Now, if you have, what about, let me get another one.
5 take away.
No, wait.
5 take away 12.
I
will, but just one more just to make sure you understand. 5 take away 12.
5 take away 12 would be. What is it called? 7 something?
Minus 7. Negative 7.
Minus 7.
Okay,
yeah,
that's minus 7. Okay, now. You got all your negative numbers, and they can get negative infinity. You got that?
What's that mean?
It means like you can go minuses as big as you can go pluses.
Oh, God.
Okay, keep on going minus, minus, minus. Okay, you're the middle. You're the zero. Okay.
Okay,
pull one hand out. That's your pluses, and they go out to infinity. And what are these?
Minuses.
And they go out to infinity. Okay, now you've got minus
down,
two.
Down, wait, down.
Here's the zero.
Okay. This is zero.
Yeah.
And totally here is one.
Right. Okay. Now this guy over here, and this is the minus one over here. Okay. And this guy over here is minus 2,000. Okay.
This
guy over here is plus 2,000. And if you add minus 2,000 and plus 2,000, what do you get? If you add them together, what do you get?
One.
Zero. Got it?
Yeah.
What if you add minus 3 and plus 3?
Zero.
Okay. So in the beginning there was a zero, okay? There was a zero, nothing. And it split apart into the minuses and the pluses.
Okay.
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 Now, you would say, but then we would have, then how come we have anything in the world? Well, that's what the scientists are finding out, is that there's a sneaky trick that the pluses had. Over on the plus side, they had a sneaky trick so that they made more and more pluses. And so there got to be more pluses than there were minuses, and that's why there's that's how we got the world.
We got one. Say, you know how this guy got 5,000, this guy got 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy came into infinity, and that guy only had 5,000.
That's right. And this is called antimatter. This is called matter over here.
What's antimatter?
It's like stuff that will destroy matter and make it go back to zero. You mix a little bit of antimatter with a little bit of matter, and it'll go back to zero and nothing. Okay? Now, there's a lot of antimatter in the universe. There's a lot of it, but there's more matter than there is antimatter. And that's why we have a universe. Okay?
The matter is the one over here.
Yeah, that's the pluses. Got it? Yeah. That. That's the answer.
Okay.
Now, we don't know what that sneaky trick was yet. We're trying to figure out what that sneaky trick is.
I wondered, is there an opposite world?
Yeah, the antimatter.
No, I mean, like, you know how there's a man who came from opposite world?
Oh, yeah, right, the story I told you. That was just science fiction.
Poo, you?
Yeah, I just made that all up.
Sure.
But, I mean, there is antimatter.
Great, Dad. You really fooled my friends. I was telling everybody there's probably an opposite world.
That's okay. They're interested. They don't mind. Did you tell all your friends that? Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you guys just liked me to tell you nice stories. Do you want me to tell you only scientifically true things from now on?
Yeah.
No more fiction?
Unless we ask.
Would you say, Daddy, tell me a story?
Instead of Daddy tell me a story, you should say, Daddy, please teach me a science lesson.
Or Daddy, please tell me a nonfiction story.
There is no nonfiction story. Nonfictions are not stories, they're true. Stories are things that are fiction, they're not true.
Daddy, tell me a story. Then how come you said that nonfiction thing was a story?
No, it wasn't nonfiction. It was science fiction. Science fiction is like a science-like story, but it's not really real. Like Star Wars, okay? Or,
there's a good chance it is, there's a good chance it's not.
No, I mean, it's really not true. I mean, science fiction is really not true.
What about
it's like, you know, in a galaxy far away, da 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 da. That's all science fiction.
Well, it might be true.
I doubt it.
Probably.
Galaxy far away stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, carbon freezing chambers and all that junk.
No.
I mean, really. I mean, that stuff is, I mean, yeah, and...
But there probably
and
are...
And Death Stars and all that stuff.
But there probably are stuff like those weirdo monsters.
Yeah, probably somewhere in the universe there are weird
like,
monsters.
There are thousands of... I've heard even a true report.
Oh, I'm sure there are other life... I'm sure there must
that
be life somewhere else in the universe.
I've heard a true report that proves there are aliens for real.
What was it?
There were these, they saw this, sort of weird shaped thing coming down.
Uh-huh.
It didn't look like, it wasn't a UFO.
Yeah.
You know how people would say, oh, UFOs are all round and everything?
Yeah.
Well, there's this weird kind of, crumbled, wrecked up shape coming down.
Uh-huh.
And then... They saw this little eye looking out, and they saw this little tongue sticking out. And then they saw the sort of crumbled up sort of spaceship land in some water.
Uh-huh.
And some guys came down and they opened up the thing.
This is for real?
For real.
And you saw this?
News report.
Oh, a news report. Okay. It was on CBS Evening News.
It was on the True News.
No, the True News, okay.
And there's this, the two swim diver guys mm-hmm. came down and they took out these aliens, sort of aliens, and they had these eyes.
Creepy crew.
Popped off. Uh-huh. Their ears were about that big.
Uh-huh. When did this happen?
Their feet were humongous.
When did this happen?
They were tiny short guys.
When did this happen?
They're about that big.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, when I was little.
Oh, okay.
When I was about.
Did they die? Did the aliens die?
Yeah.
Oh.
They saw all this blood except it was blue blood.
Alien blood.
Blue blood.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
And they even checked them, and they had stuff like, they didn't even have any hearts.
Uh-huh.
They had veins and all that.
I bet that's probably right, yeah.
They didn't need any hearts.
Uh-huh.
Except they had something like, something different, like
different types of organs.
Yeah, like they're
like jellyfish inside and things.
Their heart was sort of shaped like
or batteries.
Their heart was sort of shaped like this flower.
Oh, that's neat. Do you think that they were nice aliens? Maybe kind or evil?
Probably kind.
Yeah.
Because you never can tell by the looks.
No, that's right. Because they could be really nice and look ugly as sin.
Because I know this kid is as ugly as an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real nice kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me ask you another question, okay? Have you started reading?
Oh, wait, Tom.
About
And there's been reports like there's this man, another news report, there's this man who called up. He said that this alien came in, that and he, the alien had big nails, Grant, he ripped off his ear right here, mm-hmm. and took off his arm. And they came over there, and they saw the guy with his ear off and his arm off and bleeding to death. Except they caught him, and they made it so that he ended out alive.
Wow.
Except they had to give him a mechanic arm and mechanic ear.
Really? Mechanical?
Mechanical arm and mechanical ear.
Oh, jeez.
They couldn't do anything to his arm or his ear because his ear was all bent and all that. Mm-hmm. His arm was his bones inside were all broken to shreds. God. And his flesh was all ripped off.
Is that for real?
I saw it on a news report.
You did?
Yeah, huh. And they came over and they saw this tiny little thing going. They saw this tiny little things with these big nails, this long guy.
And hopping away? They did?
And they looked at it, and they tried to step on it.
Did it escape? So it might be running around.
Because it might...
Aren't you afraid of walking out in the woods?
Because it went like... It was sort of like a mouse with big nails. Uh-huh. It had big nails.
Uh-huh.
That big.
Are you making this up?
No.
I bet you're making this all up.
I'm not.
How do I know? I can't believe this.
I don't believe that you really, really heard these things. I bet you're making the whole story up, and you're just trying to trick me into believing in aliens.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You must be.
I'm not.
How do I know?
Because I'm a true boy.
You're a truester?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe you. I just wanted to check.
Okay, these are real?
Yeah.
Now tell me the rest of them.
That's the only ones I've ever heard.
Those are pretty exciting, though. Do you believe them yourself?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say. Doesn't that make you scared to think that our planet is starting to be invaded by aliens?
Well, Dad.
Why would they want to come here? Why would an alien want to come here?
For nothing.
No, give me an idea.
Well, first of all.
Yeah.
The aliens would think, why would we want to go there?
Do we try to go to their planets?
Yeah.
What do we do?
We send out rockets and all that.
Yeah.
To find out other new planets.
Yeah. What about? Do we?
They
send
probably
people?
Send out rockets, something like those little spaceships. To find new planets.
Well, do you think that if we send our rockets and out and everything, do you think that we'll find out about the Big Bang?
Probably not.
You know they can see the results of the Big Bang.
Oh, yeah, there are some, there, what are they
That's
called?
For real.
There are these, some robots that float around that and they sight, and they, there's this robot
yeah.
that sighted Mars, that sighted that thing with all that cloud around it, mm-hmm. and it went through the cloud, and it sighted the land under the cloud.
Yeah.
And it came back to Earth.
Yeah.
And they came to our school, and we got to see the strip of what it looked like.
All land.
Yeah, the land of some kind of. It was something like Mars or one of those planets.
Let's see now. They sent Mars. Which one? One of them was Explorer. And what was the other one called?
The Explorer blew up.
No, the Challenger. Challenger. Challenger blew up. There was the Explorer. And there was also the... What was the one that went to Saturn? Was called the... Like the Wanderer. What was it called?
Wanderer.
Venturer. Wanderer.
Venture.
No, not quite.
You go up.
I can't remember anyway.
It was something that sounded like one eye, like Cyclop.
Oh, yeah.
And something clop.
Uh-huh.
Something like Cyclop.
Anyway, so.
Clop.
And that they've gone now. Those rockets are gone now.
Why? They blew up?
Well, they went out, like way out. First they went to Saturn, and then it went to Uranus. I mean,
how are they gone now?
Down into the ends of the universe. I mean, we've lost them now. They've gone so far out. They've left the solar system.
Let's see.
But you know, it took them years to get to the end of the solar system, Mark. Let alone, nothing could get to the nearest star.
Dad, Is there any possibility that it might come back and we could see it? What happened?
Our little explorer satellite? No, I don't think it could ever come back.
Maybe if some kind of like an opposite person, like
in the opposite world.
In the opposite world, caught
if they
can, it,
if some real big spaceship it caught it and brought it back, maybe they took it, tow it back, and they could teach us about our some of the things that we lost.
That'd be cool. Yeah. You'd see all this. You'd see a great strip.
But you know, one of the things, Mark, you have to understand is, you know,
that'd be
you,
a nice
there
trip.
May be planets on other stars.
I know.
But they're so small. See, planets are so small we can't see them. Do you understand that?
Well, what you mean is, from here it's small.
Right. But I mean, like, for us, the Earth is pretty big.
Yeah, for us.
But if you look up into the great sky,
they're tiny. Yes, little ball.
But now, Marky, I got to get my homework done, okay?
Okay.
You didn't let me do it because we did our cartoons together, and before
if you're
that...
If you're doing adding, I'll help you with it.
No, I'm not doing adding, no. Maybe you should do some reading, Mark. Could you do some reading? Have you finished Ranger Rick?
No.
I'd like you to do Ranger Rick, would you please?
It's a busy day.
Mark, tomorrow you're going to play around all day.
Well, I won't be with Kitty.
You can read and be with Kitty. He's not frightened. Could you read Ranger Rick? Please?
Aww.
If I bring it down?
Okay.
Or if you come up, I'll tell you, you come up in my room, because I'm going to be on my computer, okay?
Okay.
And you can read Ranger Rick up there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Russ, can you tell me why you went to the office as a witness again?
I was the witness of, Scott Hansen throwing the first punch in the fight between him and Pierre Stoll.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as a witness, Scott Hansen, saying bad stuff about him.
About
Pete.
Mm.
Ow.
So, the whole deal was Scott Hansen's fault? Is that right? I'm sorry, what happened? Mr. Rossi.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
Oh, Mark, I'll poop in your own face.
Ross, what a nasty talk.
Right.
Okay, Mark, you have to decide what you're going to attack. No, don't do that. Go decide what you're going to attack. You can't roll until you've decided. Where are you going to move?
I'll attack little Siam. I'll attack Mr. Siam.
Okay.
I'll attack him with Mr. India. Okay.
Wait, I think you get extra armies at the beginning of your turn. Did you know that?
Okay, gimme.
Even the first turn. Let's see. Wait, we have to shuffle the pack of wrist cards too.
Shuffle?
Shuffle.
Oh, yeah. Do the curly shuffle. Do curly shuffle.
Now do you own any continents, Mark?
Continents?
Yeah, do you own any continents? No.
What do you mean?
Do not own any continents.
No, I do.
That was a mistake. You should have tried to cut.
No,
I do though, and you didn't. You didn't.
Oh, Greenland.
No, you have to own the whole continent. That's
Greenland.
All
I do.
Do you want me to make it easier for you?
What?
I'll let you have. You want me to give you one continent?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it better for you. I'll move out of Great Britain. I'll let you own all of
Thank
Europe.
You.
Okay. Move one in there, but I get to put these armies somewhere else then. Okay.
Okay. Get put them.
I'm going to try to conquer. I'm going to move you out of here. Okay.
Drive me out of there?
I'm going to drive you out of North America. Okay, now
I'll
you get.
I'll defend myself.
You get
so
all of. Okay, wait a second. You get new armies, Mark, okay? First of all, divide the number of territories you occupy by 3. Okay, that should be probably, let's see, how many territories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, you get 7 armies for your territories, and you get 5 armies for Europe, so that gives you 12 armies. Okay, you get 12 armies now. Take 12 armies and put them down.
12 armies.
12 armies, Mark. Where are you going to attack? You have to think. Where are you going to attack?
I think
I was really nice to give you Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you hadn't had that, you wouldn't have gotten those extra 5 armies.
And I wouldn't have gotten anything.
You wouldn't have been. No, you still would have gotten 7 armies.
Oh.
For the number of countries.
I got 12 armies. Okay, how much is this?
Let's see. That's a 3. I'm going to replace some of my 1s with 3s now, so that I can save 1s. Like over here.
6, 12, here.
Okay, you got 12?
Oh.
Where are you going to attack, Mark?
Well, I want to put them everywhere.
No, you've got to attack on your move. You've got to decide where
you're
going.
And I have to dump them all there?
Put them all where you're going to attack to make sure that you can really make it.
So
you don't get cremated.
I'll attack.
Decide where you're going to attack.
I think I want to conquer Mr. North.
North Africa.
Then what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Do you want to hear the news?
No.
Mark, to turn kitty, Ross, you do that one now. Come on.
I can't find the rest.
You're over here, Mark. That's Ross's problem.
I got them.
You jerkwad.
Piss. Oops. Psych.
Okay, now get going. Mark, over here. Your turn.
Poop on pity to Mark.
You're gross.
Two-timing kitty. Okay, two-timing kitty.
Dum-diddy-doo,
Mark. Oh.
It's not funny.
Yeah. Better get ready, because this ain't funny. My name's right there, and I'm about to get money.
About to get what?
Money.
The dough. The
cashole.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
20%
the green paper?
Home club cheese.
George Washington?
I know exactly what you mean.
In fact, I think George Washington, probably Lincoln's.
Probably what?
Lincoln's.
Did you say
who's on the 20?
Whose birthday?
What president is on a 50?
Oh, 50. Jeez. McKinley. I don't know. I don't carry 50s very often.
Then who?
Jackson's on a 20.
Okay.
Washington's on a 1.
Oh, that poor guy. He only has $1.
Who's on a 5? Which one's Lincoln on? 5 or 10?
That poor
five.
Guy only
five.
Has
who's on a 10?
$1.
Jefferson, right. And Jackson's on a 20. I think McKinley's on a 50.
I'm going to get a lot of McKinley's money.
That's good.
What are McKinley's on? You don't sound very excited.
I'm excited. What about hundreds?
Yeah, what are they on?
Cleveland or somebody like that, huh?
I want Cleveland to somebody like that.
And they're even $500 bills, aren't there?
I've never seen them. They're even thousands.
I've never seen them. I don't know what to do with them.
This one kid faked us. He brought in something that was he said it was a thousand.
Yeah, it was a fake.
Great.
Total ripoff?
Yep, counterfeit.
That's great to have friends like that. They'll end up in the clinker.
What's the clinker? What do you mean friend?
Is that a friend of yours?
No.
Is that a friend of yours, buddy?
No, buddy.
No, buddy. That's a friend of mine.
No, wait, buddy.
Daddy did it perfect. Okay. Daddy did it perfectly.
Yep.
Daddy
did it perfectly.
Mark? Marky? That's being recorded, I want you to know, okay?
You're gonna
and that's
going
to go around. We're going to count how many dirty words you say later on. We transcribe this.
Why didn't you tell me at your
We transcribe it, and then somebody's got to take down all those dirty words for you.
Do you put beeps in here?
No. All the dirty words get written out.
You should have... Well, that I know you've sworn on the tape before.
Not very often.
You said the SH word.
I don't think thoughts like that. You are the ones who do all the dirty
you
words.
You love thoughts. Well, we like take that. After our father then, don't we?
Yeah, but once
That's
you get
true.
To be your age, it's your responsibility now. Now
well,
you're responsible for your own personality now.
Well, you're so old. Well, how come you're not responsible for yours? You?
I am.
I have better right. personality than you.
Who says?
The boss of the world. Psych.
Who's the boss of the whole world?
God.
Oh, God. You talk to God in your sleep?
Yeah. Yeah. He was in my dream.
Who do you think you
he's
are, Jesus
saint.
Christ?
He's a saint.
You think you're a saint?
Yeah.
Mark, I always knew you were starting to lose the grip on reality.
Oh.
Come on, get going with the bees,
no,
the birds and the bees.
A, B, C. He's not a saint. He's Mother Mary.
I'm going to do snowman. Give me snowman. Please.
Oh,
pretty please.
Good.
No, snowman. Pretty please. Thank you.
Batty, please.
Day is
my hands are ugly.
May 21st, Sunday. Right now, Ross. No, rotten Ross.
Rotten father.
Rotten Ross.
Rotten father.
Rotten Ross.
Rotten father.
No, the fathers are always good.
No, Sight. You're not funny, Dad. You're not funny.
Fathers are always good.
You're not funny. You're not funny.
Sorry, it's
children. You're not funny, Dad. So hush.
Why am I not funny? It's truth.
You're not funny.
The truth is you're pretty dumb.
Marky?
No, I know. I always tell the truth. That's right.
Yes. Marky. This is like better than Abe Lincoln.
Do you know what they do with people like you?
They give them Nobel Prizes.
No, you know
what they do? Oh, yeah. Blush to you, Dad. Oh, yes.
They give them Nobel Prizes for ripping.
One-way ticket to Siberia. Hey, snowman.
Well, then, Dad, why are you still in America?
Do you know something? Do you know something?
Huh?
Snowmen are hard. I mean, really hard.
It's even harder to look at your face.
Nice, Ross.
I know.
It's a compliment for you. Especially.
Me?
No, Dad.
Well, I was going to say, put your lights on.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say you were a dog.
Ruff, ruff.
Dad, I closed my case.
Close your, you rest your case.
Whatever.
You closed the case?
I closed my suitcase.
You closed your suitcase.
With all the dirty socks in it.
I know.
And Mommy has to wash them off.
I know all about it.
I know. Yeah, they're your dirty socks.
I know, you get 30 pounds of smell. Each day.
You know, this is all going on
yeah,
the tape, boys.
You, Mark.
Boys, you realize this is all going down on the tape, and somebody's going to have to listen to this. And what do you think they're going to think of you guys?
Ew, they're
great.
Well, I know what they're going to think of us. They're going to think we're perfect, but I don't think they're going to think much of you.
Why? Because it's always the parents' fault?
Yeah.
When the children are rotten, it's always the parents' fault?
Psych, we're never rotten.
You never?
You're not funny, Dad.
Never rotten, huh?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I am...
Shut up, Mark.
I am a little raw. I am a little raw every once in a while.
You are a little raw, you betcha. You
Don't
bet
push
your booties.
It, Dada.
You betcha booties.
Don't push it, Dada.
Here, Dad, pass the checker.
Okay.
You'll get lots of muscles if you push it.
I know it isn't funny. You're not funny, you're not funny.
Is it perfect, Ross?
You're not funny! Hold on. You be not funny. You be not funny. You ain't not funny. You ain't know it now. You ain't
now
funny.
This is funny. I'm about to get money.
Now this is funny. I'm not getting money. I got them all right.
Let me see if I did. Here, I'll do those next. You want to trade? You do snowman and I do those?
Okay, wipe them off.
Let me see if I get it perfect.
No way.
The control.
I bet you missed one.
Perfect.
Perfect. He said perfect.
I got them all perfect.
That's what Mr. Weaver, my art teacher, says.
Perfect. It's perfect.
He talks like Porky the Pig.
Porky the Pig? Does he?
Yep, you. Kind of.
Okay.
Yep, you.
Let's change. Let's change, Russ. You're a little boy, you walk around.
No, stay over there with six boards, dummy.
Come on, Dad. Check it. Why don't you check it?
I have. I've checked mine and that was perfect.
Check mine.
Oh, sure, little birds and bees.
You're
a shushy.
You're a dumbo. You're a
sucky
bird.
Oh,
why didn't I know that?
Because you're dumb.
Oh, rip.
Perfect,
100%. For you, Mark, it's a compliment.
Right. Oh, Mark. What a child.
Oh, Dad. Big chap. Or what a madam.
What a baby.
Now, you were saying something interesting yesterday. When you were up on that computer, Mark, what were you saying? That this is a case of something or other?
Cocaine.
No, you were saying.
Of what?
Cocaine.
You were saying something was just like something else. What were you talking about? Do you remember that? How
I
that
forget.
Went? Forget that.
This little stick is just like that stick. But this little stone is just like that little stick.
Oh, this is the easiest one. I mean, this is ridiculous. This one here is just ridiculously easy. Because all you do is you go grab all the blues. You do all them, and then you grab all the solid blues. It's
Mark was having big trouble.
Then you grab all.
That was easy.
This one,
psych!
That is a total.
Here
piece
again,
of
that was so hard.
That was easy.
It's
okay.
A total piece of cake. It's a total piece of cream puff. Because the cream puff is light.
Well, I know you aren't as you're a stone.
Excuse me, would you dare to repeat that?
Goo goo gaga gaga a doo 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 doo. I didn't mean that phrase.
Would you dare to repeat that?
Huh?
Would you dare to repeat that?
Huh?
D-A-R-E. Do you know what dare means? How many people know what dare means?
Risk my life.
Very good. You know, Mark is learning the meanings of words. Have you noticed
Psych.
That? Mark, do you know what it means to accumulate? Mark, do you know what it means to accumulate?
Shush.
Do you know what accumulate means?
No.
Ross, do you know what accumulate means?
That's butterfly. Accumulate. I've heard of it. I knew it.
You never know it.
It means when a lot of snow accumulates. Okay, I'll give you another test. Ready?
Get
on your mark, get set, go!
Mark?
What?
Are you ready to do your next thing? You are. Okay, do this one.
That is stick in the
right here, Mark. I'll do that one.
Stick in the dictionary.
Mark, walk around.
Whoops.
It's not very funny. I spent a lot of time doing these here.
I thought it was easy for you.
Yeah, great, Mark.
Dad.
Yes, is stick in the dictionary?
Stick.
No, it's not. It's a German word. And maybe we can look it up, but it's not really an English
Peter
word.
Peter Piper, Pip, Pip.
Oh, sticks. It's your stick. We call it a loan word. That means when one language.
The loan word!
The loan word rides again.
Daddy. Dad.
In the trash.
Dad, pretend these two couches are trees, okay?
Are trees?
Run between them.
I'm not gonna run between these two.
Just for a joke.
No, where's the?
It'll be funny.
No, it's she. Have you done yours yet?
No.
You're slow. It's molasses and jam.
Slow as a big.
So are you.
I've gotten freedom.
You were slower on this than I was on that.
How many have you done? Have you done this one? Have you done that one? Have you done that one? And I was up the stairs.
I missed this.
And I was upstairs doing stuff, and I'm about five times.
Psych.
Anyway. I'm going to ask you some more words. Do you know what eternal means?
Yeah, forever.
Very good. Okay, Mark's turn.
Eternal.
Mark, do you know what sliver is?
Oh, that's easy.
Slide.
No.
Let him guess. Sliver.
Squirm.
No, that's slither.
Not slither. Sliver.
Sliver.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, Mark.
Splinter.
Right.
In your finger, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Tell me.
Now, Ross's turn?
Yeah.
Oh, these are hard, these little birds and bees.
They're easy.
They're easy.
Well, once you get the apples, you gotta look at the apples. You gotta see the birds.
They're so easy.
Okay.
I know, man.
How about, reverse?
Like turn around in reverse. You play the tape in reverse.
Okay. Mark's turn. How about exercise?
Get in shape.
Okay, that was too easy. Okay, Ross, hard one?
Yeah, I guess.
Ready for a hard one? Oh, you don't want a hard one?
I don't care.
How about avarice?
This thing is hard.
Average?
Avarice.
Oh.
That was a hard one, isn't it, Mark?
Don't know.
No, that
means greed.
Oh,
okay, Mark.
You didn't know that.
You never heard that one?
Psych.
Okay, Marky. Psych. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Psychology.
Oh, easy.
Go ahead.
Geography.
It's one of those studies. Okay, studies. What is the study about? What does it study in psychology?
I don't know.
Ross's turn. Ross, you try.
Words and language and things?
No, not words and language. No. That's one part of it, but that's not the whole
thing. You think. Languages.
No, that's linguistics.
Well, you're in both.
Psychology is the study of the human mind. Okay, another try, Marty?
Yeah.
Okay. Marky's turn for benefit.
Better.
Profit.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, get something good out of it, right?
Better than
done with the snowman.
Something that's a benefit to you is something that's good for you.
I'm done with the snowman and you'll know I did 100.
Okay, Ross?
Yeah.
You ready for one?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Opposing.
From an opposing viewpoint.
Good, very good. Yeah, something that disagrees with you or something, right? Okay. Marky turn?
Yeah.
Contradict.
Oh, I know.
Disagree.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I just realized I was messing up on these because they're sometimes they have wide wings and sometimes they have narrow wings.
I never messed up.
Didn't you
know about the wings?
No, I didn't see it.
Weirdo.
Ross, I'll fix it myself, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I could.
Okay. I've got one for you, Marky. Pomegranate. Marky, pomegranate.
I could.
Oh, jeez. You guys are impossible.
What
I could.
Woo! Oh, Ron.
Why did I say that?
Who knows why you say anything?
What was I going to say?
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate. Not poop, Marky. Pomegranate.
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 Granite.
Pomegranate, Mark. Anytime you're ready.
Pomegranate or pomegranate?
If you don't know, don't don't do big rip off.
There's some, like, it's a dad that's really dumb.
Is a pomegranate?
Yeah, a pomegranate's really dumb. Look here.
No, it's a fruit, Mark, with little red seeds in it.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that. Okay, disrespectful, Russ.
That's easy.
Not giving respect.
And who is disrespectful? Give me an example of somebody who's disrespectful.
Brian McQuinney.
No.
Mark McQuinney.
Right.
Russ McQuinney.
Psych! You're not funny, Mark.
You go do these, Russ. Have you done these?
Yeah.
Okay, have you done the... Okay, then it's time for you to do the circles.
I could!
Circles, Russ.
I could.
Okay, I've got one for you, Mark.
What?
Unappreciative.
Not appreciative.
Bladder. Urinary bladder.
Yummy.
Oh, that's really nice, Ross. I mean, that's really high.
Bladder. Yummy.
Ha ha, busted. I'm perfect.
Psych.
Ha ha.
Nobody's perfect.
I've only got one left to do, and I've done them all.
Psych.
One more, and I've done them all. Can you say that, Ross?
One more, and I've done them all.
Yeah, but you haven't really done
them. You said one.
Yeah, you only said, could I say
you
that?
You said one more, and I've done them all.
Can you, when that phrase, can you say that, means,
but
can you say
that? You said one more, and I've done them all.
You gotta do them all.
You said one more, and I've done them all.
And I've done them all.